grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
To take that old man sigh. That's what you do. You get fat or old or both. And I'll tell you a little secret. I try not to get out of the Corvette if any good looking chicks are around, because I don't want them to hear.
Real low car,
well, I don't. Oh my goodness, on the ground. I don't want them to hear.
Have to roll out of it.
Oh yeah, I'm trying getting out.
Because a young guy just spring right
out.
Oh
yeah. Sure. Hey, yeah. Chicks, how you doing?
It's like those guys that leap into a convertible and they don't open the door.
Yeah,
you know, those guys. So I try to park. I look around and I wait. And when there are no good looking women, then I get out of the car. And that car, what you do is you get in it. Just don't get out. Just keep driving. Just drive around as long as you can. And don't get out. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Wait, what do you do about the bathroom? Going to the bathroom?
Well, it depends.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you just hear him make that sound?
just now. I just did it just
now. Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
When I did that just now, I went to the bathroom.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're great. They're the greatest.
Has it been a year since that joke?
Now, wait a minute. What joke is
that? The bear.
Oh, I don't. You know what? I don't know. I don't. It may be time. Let me just make a quick note. Sorry, everybody, but sometimes people say a key word and it triggers a memory of a joke. Bear and old man. Got it. Maybe we'll do it today. Thank you, Peon.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, as I said, welcome. It's the 22nd of September, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, I don't think that's it.
What is that? Was it
the 3rd of June? Yeah.
And that's an old, tired bit that we're just going to keep doing and keep doing until we can't even stand it anymore.
Is that the day that Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the
Tallahatchie Bridge? That's exactly right. It was the 22nd of September. I remember the song clearly. It was the 22nd of September, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. That's how I always know that's the date, because that's in the song. So welcome to whatever this will be till 6 o'clock. And I always like to say, whatever will be, will be.
Hmm. And I'm Did you make that up?
No, yeah, and I'm going to put that to music one of these days.
Okay, Sarah.
Who's Sarah?
It's the girl in the song.
Yeah.
Oh, Kay and Sarah?
Yeah, it was a trio.
It was two girls named Sarah and a girl named Kay.
Oh, okay.
Kay, Sarah.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll hear it soon. I'm almost finished
with
it.
Was...
Man, okay. That's stupid.
It doesn't get much better than what you just heard.
No. Nope.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. I'd like to turn it over to Eon the Peon.
So Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Speaking of jokes, I thought I shared this one with you before the show.
Oh, you're going to do the Stevie one?
I'll share this one real quick. Yeah, were you going to do it? Did you have it?
Oh, you should. I'm going to give it to you because you get credit. You found it.
This is such
a great joke.
This is great. Yes, and I didn't. I, of course, found this online.
Dan gets it.
All right. Dan.
Yes.
Why can't Stevie Wonder see his friends?
I don't know.
Because he's married.
Isn't It's so funny.
It is. It's true. Because it takes a different turn.
And see, for those who didn't get it, for the, you know who wouldn't get that joke? Unmarried guys.
Yeah.
Let me, let me tell that's you, a warning to all the single guys out
there. Let me tell you guys why
there.
That's funny. See, the joke is, why can't Stevie Wonder see his friends? You think, well, because he's blind. No, because he's married. And what that means is, once you get married, your wife won't let you see your friends anymore.
That's right.
You'll get it. You'll get that joke when you're married.
Yes. Yep.
And I did the smart thing. I just don't have any friends. That way she can't keep me from seeing.
Right, yeah. I'll show her. You.
Yeah, I'll show you. I just won't have any friends.
Yep.
And that's how I did it. What else do you have?
The next thing I have, I saw this story, and it was it's so great in this day and age because of everybody, all these other stories you hear like this, people crumble so fast and give whatever they need to give to make it go away.
Another expression you just used that's interesting. In this day and age. What if you just said
in this day
or in these times?
Yeah, I don't even know. I just said that
in
because
this
I
day
always
and
hear
age.
That phrase when you say I don't know.
It's another thing we do. We don't know why we do. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know you're not a big sports fan, but
no,
I wonder,
I'm a huge sports fan.
That's right. You're not big, but huge. But have you ever heard of the hockey player Jaromir Jagr?
I actually have.
Yeah.
Jammer Jagger.
He is a very distinct name.
Yes, he does.
And he's still playing.
The same way that a race car driver named Dick Trickle.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's not a joke. You go Google Dick Trickle. That is a race car driver.
How old? Jagger's like 42.
He's 43. Still 43? Playing. Yeah. He's, I mean, I guess he started 20 or 21. He's been playing for a long time, 20 years.
A lot
years.
Of people confuse him with Yarmir Molina.
Yarmir.
Nothing.
Played a lot of years with Mario Lemieux on those famous
Penguins
teams.
Yeah.
So, this story today, I believe he's a single guy. I don't think he's married.
What nationality is he?
Czech.
Okay.
He's from Czech. Yeah. So,
and I think his number 68 is either the year he was was it the year he was born or the year
no.
that he
are
became?
You telling us or asking?
No. I think because I heard the story. Now I can't remember.
Good
the
story.
Exact story, but
that's a good story.
Thank you.
His jersey number does not relate to this. Yeah, it doesn't come into play.
No, but his jersey number, I believe, number 68.
And Jagr is not a nickname.
No,
that's his last
name. Because he's always out jogging. That's the Swedish thing.
Oh my goodness!
It's
like the year that he became a citizen of the United States or something, or his family came over, something like that.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
Okay,
all right.
I'm glad I cleared all that up.
Go ahead, Dan.
So he's a single guy, and 43, multimillionaire.
Right.
And so he had relations with an 18-year-old Czech model the other day. And so...
Huh. We can clap because she's 18.
Exactly. So this girl, I can't remember what her name is. It doesn't really matter. But she's a 18-year-old Czechoslovakian model. Very attractive. She took a picture, a selfie of her and Jaromir laying in bed together while he was sleeping.
Hmm.
Thinking later that she could blackmail him. To get money later, say, I'm going to release this to everybody.
Of you sleeping?
Essentially showing
together.
that he slept with an 18-year-old.
Well, but a good lawyer would say it's him sleeping.
Right. Well, it was taken directly after they had relations. Yes. So essentially, Jaromir.
How do you prove that in a photo?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's mostly implied.
He's sleeping.
Yes, exactly.
He's worn out.
So Jaromir responded by saying, I don't care. Do whatever you want with the photo. Release it to
him.
So now it's yes. So,
good for him. In fact, it makes him look good.
We've seen that before with, other athletes where they get caught in a situation. So
yeah,
they'll pay
it.
Somebody off.
Who very recently just did that? And I went on the air and I said, good for this guy. He said, yeah, I did it. And that was it. It was over. It was the end of it. It was somebody fairly recently. I'll think of it later.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but you always hear they pay hush money, and it ends up coming out later anyway, years later, where the statute is they can talk about it then. So yeah, he essentially said, yeah, do whatever you want, and it kind of backfired on the girl because she's supposed to be the girlfriend of the captain of the Czech junior national team.
Oh,
so,
oops.
So now it's a kind of
it's blown up in her face.
Yes,
instead
Good.
Of his.
Good.
So. Essentially, yeah. Yarmer said, yeah, go ahead. Do whatever you want.
No, it wasn't the one I'm trying to think of recently, but I mentioned this before. Kenny Rogers did that. And it was a story for about 5 minutes because he went on late night TV and he went on Larry King. And these chicks, he would pay them to call and talk dirty to him. And it was filthy. I mean, like, I'll blank your blank.
Right. Oh, sure.
And so they recorded it. And then they released the tapes to the National Enquirer, and they said they had more, and they wanted money. And he went, no, I'm not paying anything. And he went on Larry King, and Larry King says, let's just get this right to it. Did you pay these strippers, prostitutes, or whatever, to talk dirty to you? And he went, yeah, I did. I love it. I love when chicks talk dirty. And that was the end of it. It was over.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
He said, yep, I love that. That's the way you got to handle it.
Yeah, because you can recover from it then. It's kind of like, well, that's some of the greatest tapes released on
the other day. I don't want to get too specific, but somebody, it was management here,
yeah,
called me and said, did you say this, this, and this? I said, yeah, I did. And that was the end of it. It was no big deal made out of it or anything.
Really?
Yeah. So you got to do it.
Is there a tape of that?
No.
Speaking of that, some of the greatest tapes ever. And I guess, well, he didn't hide from it. And he's back now doing what he did before.
Those
Pat O'Brien tapes. Those were some of the best celebrity tapes ever.
And who was he talking to? I forgot.
It was a friend of his girlfriend's or something, because he was wanting to get her with him and the girlfriend together, and they were going to do a bunch of blow and get some prostitutes. And
and he was engaged at the time, and he's saying on this phone conversation that he wants his fiance to get with this other gal. And it was really graphic and filthy. And, you remember what happened? She still went ahead and married him. They got married.
Yeah,
no,
I think so.
No, and still got married.
You know, I guess he went to whatever rehab for a while, and he's back doing, I don't know, whatever he was doing, Insider or something.
Inside
celebrity.
Her?
No. That's the name of the show I think he was on before.
Wow. Whoa, Nelly.
But those tapes were, oh my goodness, those recordings were...
They were great.
I think the best celebrity recordings of a phone call ever.
Well, now maybe Hasselhoff and that phone conversation to his daughter. That was pretty brutal.
That was the videotape. That was video, too, him when he's drunk over the burger.
That's one, but then there's and Alec Baldwin talking to his daughter.
The rude little pig.
Was bad. Didn't kill his career.
No. I think it messed up his daughter, though, pretty much.
Probably. What else do you have?
That was all I had.
All right, we turn now to Dan Strauss. Dan, do you have anything?
Yeah, I do, I think.
All right, this is Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
My daughter's in college. And I do have a daughter. what's interesting is I'll be out somewhere and someone that's AM and the PM will come up to me and we're talking about something and they'll even ask. They'll say, does your daughter ever get up and sing with the band and all this other stuff? And I'm like, no, she hasn't yet. And then I go... I go, well, she's down in college and all this other stuff. And then they go, you have a daughter? So
see, they get it.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty funny. But she's down in college, and we are still dealing with this finance thing. It is insane. And I'm guessing all colleges are like this.
Oh, I can't even imagine the red. I got lucky.
It is so confusing.
I had two of the three that went to college and graduated. One was a full and complete scholarship, and the other was a partial scholarship. So I got very lucky. And while he was on partial scholarship, he worked all the way through college to help pay the rest. So I got really lucky there.
Well, and she's talking about maybe getting a job next semester or at least next year to help do this. But she has partial scholarship. And so each time I talk to someone down there in the financial, I'm going to start taking names. The story is different each time.
Yeah.
The amount that we owe is different, and then the amount of payment that you can make is different. So it went from $200-something to $600-something a month to $1,300. It's been crazy. And then she found out that she did the Straight A Plus program.
Yeah.
And she had to do...
And you still maintain she's your daughter.
Yeah.
Straight A.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Something not equal on out there.
She was in the straight A, the A-plus program, And she had to do certain things like tutor, go to elementary school and tutor kids. And there was a certain amount of hours that she had to go and do these things. So she gets a scholarship for that. And now they said, you can't have that scholarship money because we offered you another scholarship that exceeds that amount. And we can't add that to that, to this money. I'm like, my head's spinning. Yeah. I have no clue.
I can't imagine. It's stupid.
It's just
red tape. And unfortunately, it's never simple.
Oh, no. It's just absolutely insane.
And why couldn't a kid take advantage of two separate scholarships?
Well, she did get, she does have a couple of scholarships that she's dealing with.
So what do you think in a year you'll have to shell out? When it's all settled?
Oh, probably.
Worst case.
In the worst case, about $5,000.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I think. Well, hold on a second. Probably closer to three.
A year?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's a good school.
Yeah.
A good school.
Oh, it's a great music school, and it is a good school, and she loves it there. And then she just got in a sorority. Sororities cost money.
They do?
Yes. I'm finding all of this stuff out.
Well, hold on. How much does it cost to be in a sorority?
I'm not sure. The first year... First, I heard it was $600. Now I've heard it's $700-something.
For the year?
Yes.
Oh, I'd say we're having a talk here. You want to get a waitress job and get your sorority money.
Oh, yeah.
That's not something that we have to do to get a degree.
No, it is not.
So that's sort of like...
That's on her.
Yeah, that's a luxury perk. If she wants it, she could...
I know.
Sorry to step in here. And I forgot to mention, I said I got lucky because one of my kids had a full scholarship, my daughter, and then my son had a partial scholarship and then worked. But the best news was my third son, my oldest, Adam, who came to me one day after he tried to go to college for, I don't know, like an hour. And he said, I hate college. And I went, woohoo, yeah! That's my boy. Now I know one of them is really mine.
I know.
Now, and he was so upset because he thought that we would be really mad. He said, I can't stand school. I hate it. I don't. He tried to go like to a junior college or something.
Yeah.
And I said, not only am I not disappointed or mad, I'm ecstatic. I said, because I didn't like it either. I hated school. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Yeah. And by the way, he turned out to do really, really well. Look at life is not about whether or not you're an A student. That can't hurt you. That can't hurt you. If you make straight A's, and that's certain, if you get a degree, it can never hurt you. Nobody's ever going to say, well, we didn't hire him because we looked back at his records and he's just too smart.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to ever say that.
Dependering. You're talking to another person who hated school.
Obviously.
Depending on what you decide to take classes in, though. Because if you decide to major in 17th century French art.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you get all straight A's, you get out of school, and what you owe $30,000 in loans, and then now where do you go?
Okay, but it's never going to hurt you in the sense that it's never going to keep you from getting a job. They're not going to not give you the job because you're really smart or had a degree in 17th century art. That's not going to be what keeps you from getting the job, I don't think.
But your jobs are very limited then of what direction you can go in. You're not going to be able to go into.
Oh, I don't think so.
Depending on what classes are involved with that major, though.
You could still get a job as a flight attendant. If you've got a degree in 17th century, it's not going to keep you from getting that job.
Right.
No, what that shows the employer is that you went through school and you're able to finish.
And you're disciplined and you study and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And that can only be a good thing. My point is, I think too many parents try to tell their kids, well, if you don't get a degree, you're not going to ever be able to amount to anything. And there are parents that tell their kids that.
Yes, there are.
It's not true. It's not true. It certainly can't hurt, and if you can pull it off and you can borrow the money or get a scholarship or you have the money, great. The bigger your vocabulary, the better off you'll be. The more you know about lots of things that I don't know about, the better off you'll be, and your options will be greater. But it is not the end of the world, and it is nothing to be ashamed of. You parents that have to sit your kids down, you sit them down and you say, I don't know how to tell you this. We do not have the money to send you to college. And temporarily, and everything is temporary, life is temporary, the kid will be crushed. But in time, and very quickly, and it'll come pretty quickly, they'll realize once they get on their own, mom and daddy can't afford everything. It doesn't mean they hate you or that they're losers. You just can't do everything. And it's not the end of the world. It wasn't until I got grown and I had to pay bills and all the stuff you don't learn in school. What? Insurance? Insurance on a car and license plate fees?
And I have to make a car payment?
And the payment and sales tax? What are you talking about? You learn all that stuff. Then you appreciate... I'll give you a quick example. I don't like retelling stories too often, but as a kid, when you get older, you look back and you wonder if certain things that happened had anything to do with what you ended up doing for a living. For example, this is what I do for a living. And I remember now that radio, either a radio, portable radio, transistor radio, radio at the house, radio in the car. All kids listen to the radio. All teenagers are not, well, listen to KXOK. It doesn't mean anything. We all loved it. But I look back, and I remember that at the age of about, I'm going to say 12, the only thing I wanted, and I wanted it so badly I could taste it. Man, I wanted it. It was a transistor radio. Now, if you're 25 years old, you don't know what that is. A transistor radio was an unbelievable piece of technology. A radio you could put in your shirt pocket. Nobody ever heard of such a thing. Oh, yeah. A radio was on a tabletop, or it stood on the floor and was a piece of furniture. Are you kidding me? A radio so small you could put it in your pocket? That was a transistor radio. There was 6-transistor, 8-transistor, and then the ultimate, the all-transistor radio.
Oh, man. I had a small blue one.
And it was AM only.
Yeah.
And I told my parents, that's what I wanted for Christmas. That's all I wanted. I said, that's all I want for the next 5 years. I won't want anything else. And my dad sat me down and tried to explain to me. The radio was $40. I'd already picked it out in the store. $40. For a 6-transistor radio with a leather case with holes in it. Remember?
Oh.
You can still see it.
Oh,
you?
The leather case, yes.
And the earpiece that came with it.
Yeah.
And he said, that is a lot of money. But he knew that I wanted it so badly. Rather than devastate and crush me, he took out a payment plan at Claude Truhl's TV radio shop. I still remember the name of the store. For $40. And he was able to take out a loan with them, and it was a revolving credit or whatever they called it, where he could take a year to pay off $40.
Man.
Is that unbelievable?
Yes.
But you don't, as a kid, all you think is, well, how come Jimmy has a new Schwinn or whatever it is?
Yeah.
And I can't even have one. What the heck? Jimmy's dad must be a better dad than you. And it kills you. As a dad, it kills you. I can't only imagine how devastated you are when your kid's coming to you telling you that every other kid has this and this and this. And, well, Dad, how come you can't do it? You feel like a failure and a loser. Trust me, that goes away in a blink of an eye. It's over. It's momentary. The kids don't get it. They will get it someday. And someday what will be important to your kids is not whether or not you bought the $40 radio or whatever it is in today's lingo or technology, or the iPod, or, oh, I can't believe you only got me the 2-year-old version of the iPad. Every other kid has the new one. Take a breath. That kid, in not very many years, will realize that the measure of you as a mom or a dad has nothing to do with that. Nothing. There's far more things important, things far more important than that. Answering their questions, going to their events, spending time with them, talking to them about things, standing up for them when they're right, punishing them when they're wrong, all that's more important than whether or not they can afford whatever it is. I thought I wanted to kill myself because I couldn't have a motorbike. Oh my goodness, I wanted a motorbike so bad, I thought if I didn't get it, I'll just jump off a cliff.
I had a couple friends that had a Mini Trail 50, a Mini Trail 70.
Oh, luckiest kids in the world.
Oh, those were the greatest. And I went and I found one, and I actually was working, doing something, and I saved my money and bought this little piece of crap with a lawnmower engine on it, little mini bike.
Danny Clayton, two doors down, had a Sears moped. Uh-huh. And his dad decided to sell it because Danny was irresponsible. And he was selling it for $80. I ran to my dad. I said, Daddy, this is a deal we'll never get again. We'll never get a chance like this. He said, what? I said, Danny Clayton's dad wants to make him sell his moped for $80. Uh-huh. And my dad said, are you crazy? $80? What do you think? Were they like Roosevelt's or something? What the heck? $80? My dad made $50 a week, and so he couldn't buy the bike. I cried like a girl. I cried like a little girl. I ran to my room. I sobbed for like days. I mean, I just was sobbing because I couldn't have that thing. What I think or don't think about my daddy today has nothing to do with that bike.
Yeah.
It all passes. It all goes away. Do we have Mr. Londoff on the phone, or am I doing
it? Oh,
I'm doing this. I get the honor today of talking to you about somebody who is not only an advertiser. I wonder if when Johnny was a little kid, he cried because his daddy said, no, son, you cannot have a Corvette. Well, Daddy, you've got a whole dealership full of cars. I'm 16 now. Well, I can't have. No, young John, you cannot have the Corvette.
I'll bet you he did.
I bet he cried. I bet he cried like a little girl.
Yeah.
I bet he went in his room, slammed the door. You remember throwing yourself down on the bed? You always threw yourself down on the bed.
You hate me. Close the door.
What did I do that was so horrible?
Yeah.
Oh, man, do I not miss that. And I'm guessing his dad wisely said, at 16, you have no business driving a Corvette. Here are the keys to an 8-year-old trade-in we got. And it's got a little rust on it. Have fun. Be careful. That's probably what happened. Whatever they did, apparently it worked. Sometimes when a junior, and he hates to be called that, and I'm using that as an expression, not as a name for John Londoff. Don't ever call him that, by the way. He hates it. But sometimes when, and this is speaking in generalities, when junior takes over daddy's business, junior ruins the business. Because junior, many times, is a privileged kid who didn't have to scrape and scratch and work from nothing to build the business. And sometimes they don't appreciate it and they destroy it. That's not what happened here. That is not the case at all. John Londoff admired, loved, crazy, idolized his dad. And I think to this day, he thinks that Londoff Sr. is probably looking down watching sternly, thinking, boy, don't you mess up what I took all those years building. And I think Daddy's probably real proud of what he's done. And the formula is actually pretty simple. And I know this sounds corny, and this is the old golden rule thing. You just treat people the way you'd like to be treated. Here's the thing. There are certain people who they're privileged, and they get treated differently. If you're an athlete, if you're a celebrity, if you're a doctor, sometimes a minister, you get special treatment when you walk in. Oh, my goodness, here's what I would do if I ran a business, and I think they do a pretty good job of this at Londoff, is make everybody feel that way. Jim, good to see you again. How's your wife? Thanks for buying 5 cars from us. I understand your daughter's going to college. You're looking for something. Let us help you find it. Make everybody feel that way, because you are special. You are. You're what keeps the Londoff family, and it's a good-sized family. You've got 4 boys. And at least 2 of those boys are probably going to want to feed their families off that dealership. So it's important that you get repeat business and referral and word of mouth. And I think they've done a really good job of it. And I think if you're still one of those people who hates buying a car, you can't possibly have ever bought one from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, or you wouldn't be saying that. If you want to put an end to that fear and that idea that buying a car is the worst experience in the world, then do me a favor. Go shopping. I'm not telling you what to buy or where to buy it. I'm saying go shopping there. Just give them a chance to take care of you. They're at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. You can get to them online 24/7. It took me a long time to say that because I thought this is one of those fad catchphrases, 24/7. I use it now too because that's true. 24/7 at londoff.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we're good to go. There's no accidents, no incidents to report. We just have some heavy volume, the usual spots, Hampton, McCausland on westbound 40. It's pretty stacked up, though, from Lindbergh out through Highway 270. Same thing on eastbound 40 from 141 up to 270. It's folks trying to ramp on to southbound. And then southbound 170, slow from Forest Park Parkway through 40. And this report brought to you by Farmers Insurance is if you don't endure enough on the road, you may also be driving with gaps in your insurance. At Farmers, they're out to help you close those gaps so no one falls victim to them again. Talk to a Farmers agent today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Live. And local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hi, I'm Parker Conrad, and I'm the CEO of Zenefits. We do something super boring, but really useful. Software for businesses to manage human resources. Zenefits takes all your HR systems, payroll, insurance, time tracking, and more, and we connect them all together so you and your employees can manage them all online in one place. Going forward, you don't have to deal with stuff like filling out new hire paperwork, health insurance forms, setting up payroll deductions, and so on. That's all gone. With Zenefits, you can focus on your company and your people, not your HR paperwork. We use Zenefits ourselves, and over the past year, we've used it to scale our team of about 15 people in San Francisco to over 700 employees across four different states. Today, more than 10,000 small businesses use our service, and we'd love to show you what Zenefits can do for yours.
See what Zenefits is all about. Oh, and best of all, it's free. Yes, free. Zenefits.com. Zenefits.com. Zenefits.com.
It's that time of year where you don't know if you're going to turn on the air conditioning or keep the windows open. But when it does come time for you to crank up the AC unit, you want to make sure it's working properly. Premier Heating and Cooling can help you do that. 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingandcooling.net. Why Premier? They're family owned with over 25 years in the residential and commercial business here in the St. Louis area. All of their technicians are certified and factory trained, and they've completed a rigorous 5-year training program as well as continuing education and training. They're fully licensed and bonded. Premier is the first and most experienced American Standard dealer in St. Louis and St. Charles. They do both residential and commercial. The website again, premierheatingcooling.net. Now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure your air conditioner is ready for the hot summer season. Ask about their maintenance agreements. It is Premier Heating and Cooling, 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingcooling.net.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. It's football season and getting colder rather than warmer. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by 20% or more each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving before the cold weather hits or we go into another hot St. Louis summer. 636-947-8000.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-514-1933. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-514-1933. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-514-1933. That's 1-800-514-1933.
Missouri fans, make Rib City a part of every Missouri Tiger game. Let owner Greg Mathis, daughter Jessie, and the Rib City gang enhance your game day experience with award-winning baby back and St. Louis-style ribs. Try that 20-ounce pork steak or the Rib City sandwiches. Celebrate a Tiger win with coconut cream, pecan, or key lime pie. It's out of this world. 314-965-RIBS for their superb takeout service. Rib City and Missouri Tiger football, a winning combination.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, the Tigers travel to Lexington to take on the Kentucky Wildcats. Sponsored by the Carpenters District Council of Greater St. Louis. Online at carpdc.org.
Caught on me,
you know who this is? Not the group. You know who this guy is? Jay Black, Jay of the Americans. His name is Jay Black.
Goodbye.
This is a great song. And he can't sing it anymore, the high notes. He sings it differently because he can't hit the high notes.
My heart wants to die.
Now, here's another case, and Dan, you'll agree, in the 60s, the song did not in any way fit with the style of any other 60s hit.
No.
Starting over, it's like an opera.
Yeah. I know.
Listen.
Oh, man.
That's the part he can't hit now. And there's a great public PBS special, and it's a doo-wop special. It's just, there were a series of them. And I watched this guy perform a few years ago, and before he sang this song, he apologized to people. He said, I'm 65 years old or whatever. He said, now, a couple of high notes in this song. I can't hit them anymore. I tried to up until recently, and I looked at the audience, and I could see it on their face. They're going, boy, this is pathetic. This is pitiful. That poor guy. He said, so I won't hit those notes, but we'll do it this way. And he did it. It was fantastic. And then a group came out that did Just Like Romeo and Juliet. You know that song?
Yeah.
You know who the name of the group is? Nobody does. The Reflections.
Oh, my goodness.
Great song. Outside of that song.
That was a one-hit wonder?
I think basically. It was. And then there are 260 songs my wife can't stand, so I make a point to play them in the car on my iPod because I know she hates them so much. One is Wolverton Mountain by Claude King. She hates that song.
Oh, yeah.
She absolutely hates it. And the other one is The Three Bells. It's Little Jimmy Brown. All the chapel bells were ringing. Find this song. She hates this song so much. And I think it's called Little Jimmy Brown, or the group is The Three Bells, or the name of the song is The Three Bells. You'll find it. You
I think the
to.
Song's The Three
What's
Bells.
The, it's The Bells.
About 10 years ago, we started hearing good things.
This is, let me see if it...
Now, is it called... Stop. Is it called... the song called The Bells?
The Bells, yes.
Okay. Folks, my wife hates this song so much. I'm not kidding. She absolutely despises it. I've always liked it. I'll play a little of it just because I'm hoping she's listening and can't get to the radio quick enough to turn it off. Play a little bit of it.
Hidden deep in the valley among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning,
Little Jimmy Brown
was born.
I'm with your wife.
All of the chapel bells were ringing.
The crowd jumps in.
Did you play that, or is this a live performance?
No, it's a live recording.
Singing was for Little Jimmy Brown.
Was for Little Jimmy Brown.
All right, now stop it. I thought of one more she hates, and it's on my iPod, too, and it's Nino Temple and April Stevens. See if you can find this. Nino Temple.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Whispering. She hates this so much. If we're in the car and I'm playing my music, as soon as it comes on. Oh, yeah, here it is. She hates it. Here we go. Whispering while you... Here it comes.
Whispering while you cuddle me.
Oh, man.
Oh, whispering so no one can hear me.
Get a little yodeling in it, see?
This little whispering.
You're with her on all three?
Yes.
Well, we might as well do the hat trick. Let's go for Claude King. Wolverton Mountain. Now, when I was in high school, there was a song called Sugar Shack. Remember the
Oh, yeah.
And then this song was popular at the same time. This is a guy named Claude King. I don't think he ever had another hit. Wolverton Mountain. Go ahead.
They say don't go.
Oh, man, I know it word for it.
On Wolverton Mountain.
I can even harmonize with it.
If you're looking for a wife, cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter.
He's mighty handy.
He's mighty, mighty handy.
With a gun and a knife.
With a gun and a knife.
Now here it comes.
Her tender lips.
This is the part she hates.
Are sweeter than honey. And over the mountain.
I love it.
Protects her there.
Oh, here he comes.
The bears and the birds.
Tell Clifton Clowers.
if a stranger should enter there.
All right, that's it. Those are four songs my wife absolutely hates.
Okay.
That's why they're on my iPad.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Because, gentlemen, what you have to do is never, never let your wife tell you what music you can listen to. It's the beginning of the end. You can't do that. First Community Credit Union. I have to do two bits of business here. We'll never get caught up. First Community Credit Union still has the offer on the table. The invitation is out there for you to move your car loan from wherever it is now over to First Community Credit Union. You say, why would I do that? Well, how about this? $100. They'll give you $100 as a thank you for bringing your car loan over. Here's the other thing that might very possibly happen, because it does for lots of people. They realize their rate was higher somewhere else. And this is not uncommon. You move it over to First Community Credit Union, you get a lower rate, so guess what happens? Your car payment's lower. Now you got a lower car payment and $100 in your pocket. Wow, this place is great. I wonder what it's like to do all my banking there. Well, you don't have to wonder. Just do it. Close your accounts at blank, blank bank and move them over to join us at First Community Credit Union. Become a member. I think you will really be glad you did. You'll love this place. You'll love everything about it. And even if you don't go in very often, I go in a couple times a week. The popcorn is great. The people are nice. Hello, Jonette. I always like to say hi to her. I really like her. She's nice, but I like everybody in there. And there's a little different feeling about how you're treated as a customer, because unlike a traditional bank, you're not just a customer, you're a member of the credit union. And the members own First Community Credit Union. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 42 locations. I invite you to just consider doing all your banking there. FirstCommunity.com. Do I have to take a break?
Yes.
Take a break, come back, get caught up. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Live and local, the Big 550 KTRS. Now, more than ever, depend on it.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
44wholetones.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit 44wholetones.com and get a free song. Visit 44wholetones.com today for your free song. That's 44wholetones.com. 44wholetones.com.
Let me say something to all of you listening. This is the only show where you will get this kind of honesty and behind-the-scenes information. We went to Tim Weiland a while ago for traffic, and as you noticed, he wasn't there. He got hit with the cramps and gurgles.
Yeah.
And he had to make a beeline. I don't know why. What is a beeline?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, he had to make it.
Speaking of whole tones.
He had to make it, and he barely made it to the restroom. Yeah. I'm proud to say everything is fine now. Yeah. Cramps and gurgles gone, and now here with the traffic, Tim Weiland.
I thought I had more time, but...
No, sometimes you just don't have a lot of time.
Hopefully he turned the fan on.
Yeah. Did you turn the fan on?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good. All right. It's all yours.
All right. They're working with a crash on westbound 4064 just before Highway 270. The two right lanes are blocked, and that's what's causing this backup to about Clayton-Warson. We also have southbound 170 now that's running slow from Del Mar all the way down through Highway 40. Southbound 270's got a couple slow pockets. First of all, between Olive and Ladue, and then we're stop and go a little bit south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And this report brought to you by Farmers Insurance. As if you don't endure enough on the road, you may also be driving with gaps in your insurance. At Farmers, they're out to help you close those gaps so no one falls victim to them again. Talk to your Farmers agent today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
All right, Tim, you okay?
I'm fine. Thank you.
For, he's better now.
You guys care, man.
What a trooper. We do care. We love you very much. Thank you, Tim.
All right.
And now, here's Peon to tell an Ethiopian joke he just told. He just told off the air. Go ahead. It's all yours.
There's silence.
Oh, you know what? We don't have time.
It was an Ethiopian mime joke.
Look at that time. Shoot, I guess we don't have time to tell it. We do have time for this, though. American Equity Mortgage, we have time to thank them and salute them for being the longest-running advertiser we have. Let's applaud them for 23 years. On this show, long before this show ever came here, 52 weeks a year, they don't miss a beat. American Equity Mortgage, you'll be doing us a giant favor if when you talk to them, you tell them you're AM and the PM. I can't stress this enough. We're in a little bit of trouble here from an advert. I'll talk to you about this before too much longer. Everybody is. And then there are several reasons for it, but advertising is getting tougher and tougher to get a hold of for everybody. We don't care about the other people. Let them go out of business. We got to keep this show going. You can help us do that. And one of the ways you do it is you tell American Equity or any of the people we speak for that you're AM and the PM. And they will go to work for you, and they'll go to work hard for you to get you a loan for that house at the best rate anybody can get for you. They'll also help you get out of that bad debt, like credit card debt. You do not want to be paying those minimum payments.